This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, which focuses on healthcare policy and is located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get her thoughts as John McCain and Barack Obama exchange ideas and criticisms of each other's healthcare proposals in the second debate, which was aired, of course, Tuesday night. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, always a pleasure.
Well, obviously, different ideas here and very different criticisms of each other's plans. So let's try to give our listeners an idea of what's true and what's not. First of all, Barack Obama says under his plan, if you're happy with your current coverage, nothing's going to change except your premiums will go down to some extent. And he says the only mandate in his plan is that kids be covered. How much of that is true and how much is not?
Well, I've studied Senator McCain's and Senator Obama's plan, and I really have concluded that Senator Obama's plan involves much, much more government direction than he's been talking about. There is a mandate that employers must provide health insurance or pay into a new fund to provide coverage through a new government program, as though we didn't already have enough problems with entitlements. He'd create a new one. And there is a mandate for children. Senator McCain is asking him, what would the penalties be if you don't provide health insurance for your children? And it comes with absolutely mountains of new red tape in which the federal government would be telling us what kind of insurance is acceptable. It's high-index insurance. Yes, we'd all like to have coverage as generous of members of Congress have, but he'd not only make those policies mandatory, but he'd add some new features to them that could make that policy worth and cost at least $12,000 to $15,000. That's really prohibitively expensive if you're going to say that everybody in the country is going to be able to have that kind of expensive coverage. But there are new programs, there are new band-aids on businesses, on individuals, huge new restrictions on insurance companies and the kind of coverage that they can offer, under what conditions they have to sell it. They basically become regulated utilities of the federal government.
How much of a spending amount are we looking at here if he gets all of what he wants?
Well, there are estimates. It's hard to get a really clear estimate because the plan does not have the level of details you need in order to do an economic model, but virtually the credible analyses that I have seen talk about $300 billion a year easily to be able to pay for this kind of health insurance plan. So that's why they're saying they're going to have to scale it back, because there's no way we can afford that kind of investment in health care with our economy in the crisis that it's in right now.
Let's talk about the McCain plan. He, of course, is pushing $5,000 tax credits for folks who wish to purchase their own coverage. Senator Obama has criticized that, saying in return, health benefits would be taxed. What's fact? What's fiction on that front?
Well, Senator McCain is saying that the way we currently are subsidizing private health insurance in this country is really out of date. This is a policy that dates back to World War II, when people often had jobs that they kept with them for their whole career. They worked in the factory, they lived in the factory town, they had their whole, not only did they have their whole career in one plant, but their children may have too. Tying health insurance to the workplace made sense when people didn't have as much job mobility as they do today. It does not make sense in this mobile 21st century economy, where 4 in 10 workers change jobs every year. So Senator McCain is saying that I want to give you a tax break that's going to be more generous than you get, than people with a job-based health insurance get, but it's going to be portable. You can take it with you from job to job. We're going to let you decide the kind of health insurance you want. You can buy health insurance across state lines. And this credit is, you know, basically paid for, because he's saying we're going to replace this current invisible tax exclusion, which is, if health policy weren't already complicated enough, we're going to add tax policy on top of it, this invisible tax break that people get for getting job-based health insurance, with this new direct refundable credit.
And Grace Marie, in terms of the clarity of the candidates on this issue and whether or not folks are paying taxes on their benefits or on the credit, what is the reality there?
Well, what Senator McCain is saying is that part of your compensation package that's currently going to buy your health insurance is really part of your income. And so under his plan, that would be visible. People would see their paychecks go from, let's say, they make $50,000 a year, they get a $10,000 health insurance policy at work, they're making $60,000. That's still going to be protected from taxes because you're going to get the credit. And for virtually everyone, the new credit is going to be worth more than the current tax break. So you're going to get the income, and you're also going to be able to get this new credit toward the purchase of health insurance. So it's really just a bookkeeping issue for people who keep health insurance through their workplace. Instead of a deduction exclusion, it's now credit. But you're going to be able to have more control over that money. You're going to see it. You're going to see how much of your compensation package is going to pay for your health insurance. A lot of economists say that one of the reasons people's wages are so stagnant is because more and more of their pay package is going to buy health insurance. Well, let's make that visible. Let's bring them into the conversation and say, would you like to have more of your compensation, more and more and more, going to health insurance? Or would you like to work with us to figure out how we can keep the cost of that health insurance down so you can have more take-home pay? This would lead people to a much different conversation so that they would seek better value in their health insurance coverage. They can still get it through the workforce. I believe that the great majority of people still will, but there will be more opportunities for people shut out of that system to purchase coverage either on their own or through new kinds of groups that would form, like church groups or professional or trade associations, so people can still get the value of a group policy, but to purchase it through these new, with this new credit.
Last 30 seconds here, Grace Marie. The candidates also briefly touched on entitlement reforms Tuesday night, and obviously Medicare reform is a very pressing issue. Did you hear anything in terms of specifics or urgency that impressed you last night?
Well, they did seem to have a sense of urgency about it. That is going to be one of the most difficult challenges the next president will face, because with 70 million baby boomers about to hit Medicare eligibility age, entitlement programs, Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid are going to bankrupt our government if we do not begin to make some changes now. And they did say they would make them, but it's a very difficult issue to get into during a political campaign because none of the choices are attractive.
And so that could be another political pinata as well. Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, pleasure. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. This is Dateline Washington.